Well, on our bookshelf tonight, Judy Woodruff's special conversation with NewsHour's old friend and former longtime media correspondent, Terrence Smith. His memoir, Four Wars, Five Presidents, A Reporter's Journey from Jerusalem to Saigon to the White House, is out this week.
Terry Smith, welcome back to the NewsHour.
Well, thank you. I like the way you're keeping up the place. It looks fine.
We do, too. We do, too. So the title says it all. And, you know, it's easier to name the stories that you didn't cover over the 50 years you were a reporter than it is to name what you did. New York City politics, the Middle East. You were in Vietnam, Washington for many years. What was it about this life of yours that made it what it was?
You know, that's an interesting question. My desire to go overseas, to be a foreign correspondent, started early when my parents took me to Europe when I was, 11 or 12 years old. And I looked around and I became fascinated by how people, the different ways people work out their lives, solve their problems, do different things. And it just, it gave me a wanderlust that has never gone away.
And you were the son of a famous sports writer, Red Smith. So you came from a family of newspaper people. We see some people turn away from whatever their parents did, but you embraced it. There's so many great stories in this book, and I'm thinking back to when you were just a cub reporter. You were in New York City, and covering. There was a meeting about who was going to run for mayor, and you were listening through a vent in a hotel.
That's called journalism. that's hard-hitting journalism. No, they insisted that I had bugged the room, when in fact, by happenstance, it was in a hotel room, hotel conference room. I was in the next room, and I heard, my Lord, it's coming through the vent. And those voices, Nelson Rockefeller's raspy voice and John Lindsay's very patrician Yale accent, you couldn't miss. You knew who was saying what. I was taking notes furiously.
So then a few years later, you're in the Middle East already, still a young man.
Of course.
Back in the United States, Robert Kennedy is assassinated. And you get the word, you're in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And you're told that the person who they believe has done this is Sirhan Sirhan, who has family there in the West Bank.
His father.
You go and find his father.
So I go to his father's house at 10 o'clock at night. It's dark. I knock on the door. I go in. I explain who I am, a reporter for the New York Times. And I ask him if he's heard about the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. He said, oh, yeah, I heard about it. Terrible, terrible story. And I said, did you hear the name of the assassin? And he said, no, I went to bed. I didn't hear a name. So I said, you have five sons, right? Write down on my reporter's notebook here the fourth name, Sirhan Sirhan Jr. Mm. So I put my finger on that name, and I said, that's the assassin. He switched like a metronome. He went over and he said, if he did it, he should hang. He should hang.
One of your many overseas assignments, of course, was to be in Asia, in Southeast Asia. At one point, you were you had a trip to Cambodia. Later, you were in Vietnam during the war, and a moment that truly changed American history.
Well, it certainly did. I spent 2 years as the New York Times bureau chief in Saigon. But before that, just a month or two before that, I was in Cambodia in November of 1968, and I interviewed Prince Norodom Sihanouk, the head of state, and he told me word for word exactly what was going to happen in Vietnam, that we would have to go, that the Vietnamese would not give up, that it was their country and not ours, and we'd be wise to pack up and go home. This is 1968, Judy. This is tens of thousands of lives short of what happened by 1975. And yet he predicted it on the money. I put it in the New York Times.
You reported that. Yeah.
And no doubt it was read in the White House in Washington. Paid no attention.
You and I met during the Jimmy Carter campaign. You covered his administration. Anything about covering presidents or people at that level that has left you thinking there's something good about our democratic system or not?
Oh, it's a mixed bag. You know that, Judy. I mean, but yes and no, I'm afraid, is the right answer. The five presidents in the title, beginning with Richard Nixon, and then Jimmy Carter, and Ronald Reagan, and then Clinton and Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. W. Bush, not H.W. And those are the ones I covered. Three Republicans, two Democrats, all interesting, all different, very different. And the presidency evolved in those years as well, as you well know. And so it's extraordinary. Then, of course, comes Donald Trump and rewrites the whole book, right. Totally different.
After 20 years at the New York Times, you then spent, 20 years in broadcast television news. You were at CBS covering the White House again, among other things. And
that's
then
right.
You ended up being interviewed by Jim Lehrer, who, of course, our beloved co-founder here at the NewsHour. Best job you ever had?
Absolutely. Jim had gotten a terrific grant to create a media unit inside this broadcast, the NewsHour, to cover the news like news.
What is your assessment today in 2021?
Absolutely more vital, absolutely more troubled. The blending of opinion and fact in reporting that's supposed to be straight is a problem. The news literacy in this country, the burden of knowing whether what you hear is true has shifted to the reader or the viewer to decide. And so I think that's a tremendous change. That's a function that editors once performed. And then, of course, the internet and the absolute spread of information. So in one sense, it's the best of worlds, right? We have all this information at our fingertips. But in another sense, it's hard to discern truth from fiction. And that's been especially true in the last 5 years.
One other thing that's changed, Terry, is and you know this as a foreign correspondent, because back in the day, it was all white men who were overseas covering...
Overwhelmingly,
other
yes.
countries, covering wars. Today, there are so many extraordinary women...
Doing the best work.
...correspondents. Jane Ferguson, Marsha Biggs, Monica Villamizar, to name just a few.
Clarissa Ward.
Why do you think it's taken so long?
Now, the people you just mentioned... did the most, to me, the most courageous and outstanding reporting coming out of Kabul as Afghanistan fell and as the United States pulled out. I mean, look who was doing it. And they were doing it in a world that is not very accommodating to women.
Terry Smith, thank you so much. The book is Four Wars, Five Presidents, A Reporter's Journey from Jerusalem to Saigon to the White House. Very good to have you back with us.
Judy, a great pleasure for me to see you keeping the lights on and making it all go.
Thank you.